What about like a up in the higher country where the water will flow along and then there'll be a long drop-off? What would you call that drop-off?
Well, you call that a fall in water. You call it a waterfall.
Well, now, where would boats be tied up, like if they were going to...
A dock.
Now, talking about roads and the different kinds of roads, like, now when you were coming up, what would the roads be like?
They would be just like in the summertime, dust. There's just dirt. That's what they was. They were dirt. And if it was sand in the sand country, that in the, when it's dry season, that sand will get all 6-8 inches deep. Just loose sand, you see. Well, in the clay country here, our clay roads, it just gets dust. If we had a car on them now, you couldn't see nowhere. If that dust or the team were going along this bad. And in wet weather, they were so muddy you couldn't hardly get over them. They'd freeze and rain, they'd get mud, they'd get... Now, the sand was a heap better road. That sand will sit down when it gets wet. He'd sit down. It's a better road than that.
When
it'd be wet.
Yeah.
But the clay road, when there's a raining, and the ground is freezing and thawing, they just got to be, well, it just took a good team to get a length of wagon along, and sometimes they're used for. It's come to town, and it was not much load either.
Mm-hmm.
A wagon was just a pretty good load in lots of roads back then.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, when they first began doing anything to the roads, you know, other than just having dirt, what would be the first thing?
Gravel. They put gravel on. That's the first things that we got done here, is taking teams and wagons and men and haul gravel and put on the roads. And the cars began to come in back in the early 20s and began to put the gravel out on the roads. Now, it's done with teams back then and wagons.
Yeah. Well, when they started to pave it, then... And what would they start then in
later? Well, in this end of the county, now in the western end of the county, they've got a concrete road. 67 is concrete over there. Mm-hmm. They run through the west end of the county. But over here, there's no concrete road in this end of the county. Mm-hmm. It's the blacktop there, asphalt there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best road we have in this in the county. And,
What's the asphalt made up of?
It's a coal. I don't know if that asphalt comes from coal and oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's they melt it and pour it on here. They make it up and then they put it in this machine and they pour it out on that. And it dries and it sets on that, but it's got this gravel under it now.
It's got the gravel under it now.
They're building a road out. I'd have noticed coming into town if you made the 2 mile turn we call out there. Well, here on your left, there's a road you don't go about a quarter mile. There's a road turned south there to your left there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a new highway under construction there. And I guess it's going to get pretty well fixed except for the blacktop. They won't put that on there this year, but it's got 8 inches of gravel put on there. And it's rolled down, pressed down. Well, next spring, when the weather warms up, well, they'll put that hard surface on it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
what would you call a road out in the country that turns off from the main road?
Well, I'd call it a...